I stood outside the refurbished State Theater on State Street in Ann Arbor with the man who oversaw it all, Russ Collins, executive director and CEO of the historic State and Michigan Theaters. We step back and marvel at the refurbished marquee.
Everything was repainted in the original color scheme, and then we put back the yellow band of light bulbs that run all the way across the theater that was taken out about 30 years ago. So the theater marquee sparkles literally like it hasn't sparkled in over 30 years.
As we walk inside, teams of workers are rushing to put the finishing touches on the State Theater, which is opening after 14 months of construction. Collins points out a brand new entrance, a brand new elevator, and a brand new view.
You're just in the lobby and you come up the stairs or you get off the elevator. And when you come up the stairs, you're delivered right into the lobby. When you come off of the elevator, you're right next to the stairs, but the elevator faces the street. So you're going to be able to look right down Liberty Street through some glass windows that even as we're doing this interview are being installed.
As workers put the finishing touches on the State Theater, Russ Collins describes what the refurbished lobby will look like.
Just to the left of the stairs, there's a little alcove area that's going to have a donor recognition graphic, and it's also going to have a 1946 Wurlitzer jukebox, a vintage Art Deco jukebox that fits beautifully in the Art Deco lounge of the State Theater. Now, the lounge area, which we're standing in the middle of right now, is a really spectacular space. It's got some very large round columns that are a key architectural feature. It's got banquette seats, and then across from the seating, from that banquette seating, is the concession stand.
Funded by a community campaign to raise $8.5 million, a lot of effort was put into restoring the Art Deco design and feel of the State Theater, including new custom seats with a custom logo. Collins says those donors decided against new theater seats with footrests, believing they wouldn't be appropriate for the historic State Theater and the type of movies they will show there.
We will be doing independent American and documentary and foreign language films, classic films. We'll also be doing a few of the commercial films that might resonate really strongly with the campus area, programming to the neighborhood. But it's going to be a big screen theater. You can see how big the screen's going to be. And all the seats are perfectly placed to make the best view of the seats. They're very comfortable, and there's lots of leg room.
Underneath that leg room, State Theater moviegoers will see carpeting recreated from the original Art Deco design.
It's amazing how cost-effective custom carpet can be in the digital age. You take a white nylon carpeting and you literally inkjet print it, and you can get really fancy designs. Well, why don't we take a walk into the auditorium? So we're now walking into Auditorium 1.
Inside the theater, Collins picks up a 7-foot-tall Art Deco-style wall sconce light that will be installed in each theater.
We've commissioned 8 of these by a Detroit artisan who's created them, and 2 of them will be hung at the front of each theater. So we're very, very excited about the craftsmanship that goes into this. Now, in the 20s, they used incandescent bulbs, and this is all lit with LED lights. So it's very, very cost efficient.
Even though the 75-year-old State Theater will look like it did when it first opened in 1942, Collins says they doubled the number of theaters inside, enhanced the screen size and sound system, and will have a modern concession stand offering wine and beer. So whether it's an old classic or the latest Star Wars release, watching movies at the newly renovated State Theater in Ann Arbor will be like a real-life Back to the Future.
Old meets new. Exactly. That's exactly right. Old look, new technologies. That's what the State Theater is kind of all about.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.